Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back?
What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am.
Let's say hello to Crystal on Ghosted.
Hi, Crystal.
Hey, Virgin. Thanks for having me on.
We're excited to have you on. We always say this to people. It's unfortunate that we had to meet like this. But, you know, you're on Ghosted.
Yeah.
And we want to know all about you. So tell us your story, because it's a really interesting one.
Sure. This is a little different than you're used to, I think.
Okay.
Not too long ago, my ex and I broke up. Her name is Sarah. And we were just bickering a lot. And it felt like we needed a break.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I saw her, though, at the parade on Sunday. And, oh, my God, she looked really good. And I miss her. And I really feel like she misses me. So if you could give her a call and maybe set us back up, I think this would be a really creative, cute way to get in touch with her.
Yeah. You know what's funny? I laugh when people say that. It's like, oh, I saw my ex and they look really good. It's like, yeah, you've got great taste. There you go. So can we ask why you broke up? Like, you're bickering, but like, about what? What's the thing?
We're just fighting a lot, you know? There's all these idiosyncrasies that she has, and
okay.
I think it's just COVID and close.
Yeah.
This almost feels like it should be a reconnection.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's Tuesday and we're already here, so we may as well just do it. Okay. So we're going to call and see if you can, if the person that you've broken up with, we can get them back on a date or something like that. We'll pay for it. So, give us a song. We'll get her on the phone and we'll get going. Okay. Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am.
So if you just missed it, you missed Crystal. And Crystal misses her ex, who she saw at the parade on Sunday and, you know, brought back some feelings. Right, Crystal?
Absolutely.
You didn't break up that long ago. And it wasn't a ghosted, was it?
No, absolutely not. I mean, we stopped talking. So, I mean, I feel ghosted.
So you tricked us to proclaim your love.
Yeah, this should have been probably a reconnection, but
it's pride season. I love it. Whatever.
Let's let it happen. Yeah. So we're going to call her, but you're going to get the unfiltered answer, assuming she picks up. And if that happens, it can be damaging to the ego. Are you sure you want to do this?
Yeah, I mean, I have to know. I have to know if we can be together again.
Okay, so let's give her a call.
Hello?
Hi, is this Sarah?
Yes, this is Sarah.
Sarah, Adam Wild, TJ and Jax from 99.9 Virgin Radio. Good morning. Hello.
Oh, my God. What's up? Hey.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. What are you guys calling me for?
Oh, well, we are calling to talk to you. We're excited to talk to you.
Yeah, happy Pride.
Wait, is this Ghosted?
Yes, it is.
Welcome.
Welcome to Ghosted. So,
well, I mean, I listen to your show every morning, and it's Tuesday morning, so
thank you for listening.
It's weird though, because this technically shouldn't be a ghost. This is something I think we should have actually put in reconnections, which is something we do every once in a while. But do you happen to know who that might be about with that information I just gave you?
Well, I mean, I didn't ghost anybody, so you want to hook me up, back up with somebody? What is this about?
Well, does the name Crystal ring any bells?
Did Crystal call you about this?
Would that be a good thing?
You know what? Crystal calling you for Ghosted is like, it's almost poetic, considering she ghosted me.
Okay.
What do you mean by that?
That's confusing.
Crystal stopped talking to me stopped talking to me out of the blue in May, and I don't know, she went from answering her phone to just not. She just went MIA on me, and I had to accept the fact that she ghosted me, and I just moved on. You know, this makes perfect sense, actually, because she's been calling me since Sunday, and I've been dodging her calls. She thinks this is the way to get through to me? Sarah, babe.
Throw a babe in.
Babe.
We both agreed we needed space from each other. I think that we've had enough space. I miss you, Sarah. I saw you at the parade on Sunday, and you looked amazing. we are not doing this again, where you manipulate yourself back in. You ghosting me was the best thing that happened to me. I met someone who actually knows how to treat me with respect. And if you saw me at that parade, you also saw Trina.
Trina? Come on, Sarah. You can do better than that. Let's give this one more try. Let me take you out tonight.
You know Trina.
Okay. There's, I feel like you all know each other. Like, this is crazy.
That part is true.
Is that, why is that true, Jax?
Because it's a small community and everybody sleeps with each other.
Okay, all right. So I guess, Sarah, can we get your response on this one? Because obviously she's trying to reconnect with you, but, you know.
Look, Virgin, like, thank you guys so much for calling me. Not only does this, like, make me realize leaving Crystal was the biggest win for me, but I also got to talk to my favorite host. So it's a win-win for me. But
okay.
Thank you. I'm sorry, like, I had to be under these circumstances.
Yeah, that's so okay.
Yeah, I'm not giving her another chance. You know, I actually have to go. Trina's waiting for me. I'm going to take my girl out for breakfast.
Oh, yeah. Hot girl breakfast walk.
Oh, nice, Sarah. Trying to make me jealous. Only shows how much you miss me.
Hey, I don't think she caught that because she hung up.
Yeah, but that didn't go well.
No,
that didn't go well.
So, Crystal, we wish you the best, but we're going to leave it there.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Take care.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax. 99.9 Virgin Radio.
I still feel like that was miscategorized. Is that a ghost, really?
It was a mess. Yeah, you know what that was? It's called Mess on Virgin Radio.
Yeah, a mess. Okay, now, as you know, you can always watch any Ghosted back at Virgin Radio Toronto on Instagram, and we would love to know what you think. I have a feeling I know what people think.
I have a feeling we do, too.